Councillor Gil Sorg has spent the last 8 years advocating for a park to be built in the Mesa Grande Road neighborhood of Las Cruces. Over the last 2 decades, multiple housing developments have been constructed in the area, and Sorg reports that building a park is on the minds of his constituents.
This area of the East Mesa hasn't had a park ever for children. Very far away, there's two parks, not at a distance that children up to 10 years old could ever go and walk to. This is a park that's been asked for 8 years, and I've been asking staff to try to find a park, and then I noticed this last time we went through the CIP, money was taken away from what was supposed to be used for this park. And so this is why I want to get it in a resolution so that it will be done.
Sorg, who pushed for a one-year timeline for the project, brought up cost-saving measures, including using existing city-owned land for the construction site or trading a piece of property with the county. A total cost estimate will be dependent on the price of land, but construction costs for a standard 2-acre park were estimated to be $500,000. Building a park smaller than the standard 2 acres was also discussed, with Councillor Tessa Abeda-Stuvey speaking about how even small parks can make a big difference in a community.
I do recognize that in the district that you serve, this community does need access to a park and be able to utilize, you know, all that the city can have to offer. From a perspective that I'm coming from with different families, utilizing parks, being around other families with parks, you know, more of the pocket-sized parks or neighborhood parks are so accessible to people and are utilized really heavily in different areas.
Councillor Ioana Bencomo also indicated her support of the project, advocating for as large a park as possible.
I really feel like the folks in this particular neighborhood deserve a good park, and they've been clearly asking for one for a really long time. So I would urge us to really think about not having the mindset of, well, they'll be grateful for whatever size park, because I think that feels really unfair to me. If we really should strive for getting these folks a park that fits their needs and that any other community throughout District 5 or 6 would get. So I think that we should really try to push for a larger park if at all possible.
The council voted to explore funding the project out of the Philippou Fund, a fund that includes money from a settlement between a local developer and the city, currently totaling approximately $900,000. With the passing of the resolution, the city will now explore potential building sites, which will determine the size of the park. Sorg outlined the next steps of the project for the city.
Just doing a cursory look at the map, I counted 5 or 6 parcels of land that could have a park on it. There were parts of developments and parts of that are not developments yet. I was thinking that, you know, if the staff could go out and explore those 5, 6, 7, or 8 even possibilities in that area and come back with the 2 best ones that we could choose from, that would probably be the best way to do it.
For KRWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.